Alright.
Recorded.
So, are we up?
Yeah, we good. Let's roll up.
Alright. So, hands off on the audio card.
We're chilling right here, drinking a little something, sitting here, smoking something.
Where you going? Talking podcast,
as you already know. Shout out to you guys. You guys are buzzing right now, man. Not just okay. The list. They say the list.
The list.
And you know what's funny about the list, man? I really don't even care if I'm on it or not. Like, you know, let's just get that clear. You know, to everybody who's losing sleep over not being on the list or losing sleep over who should be and who shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? I will gladly take my spot off and you can give it to whoever wants it. If it's really that serious. If that's the motive right here, because I thought the motive was getting money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why some people are in the industry, whether to just to be local champions or to just be able to say they're local celebrities or to actually make money from it and, you know, better their lives. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there that knows I have a daughter knows I love my daughter. So she comes first. And, you know what I'm saying? If this music thing takes me away from her, then it's not worth it. And that's where it has come to. That's what it's come down to. And that's why I've taken a break from the whole music thing. So me even being mentioned on the top 10 list for 2013, to me, I feel like it's just, you know, like an honor roll for everything that I've done or, you know, stuff like that. Because I don't think I've even put in any work this year to be on that list, honestly. With that being said, I don't give a fuck how God wants to feel about that list. That's his problem. For real.
Speaking of God, what's really going on, man? Like, you know, because it looks like the list is what triggered something.
Right.
However, the keyword there is trigger. All right, so it looks like there's an underlying issue. What's really happening? Because, at least from what I know, you know, you came into the picture when he called you a bitch
right.
on Twitter.
Right.
Okay. And then you responded, and
right.
then, you know, the whole spell check thing. Well, do you have any idea what led to that? Why would he call you that? Because I think
honestly...
We'll not be guys now.
Nah, we stopped being guys like 2.5 years ago. Well, I stopped being his guy. I stopped giving a damn about him. I stopped calling him, picking up his calls, or even taking him serious. Ikechukwu knows this. Banky knows this. You know what I'm saying? The day we had an altercation, we were just leaving Banky's house. We had a lot to drink and all that. And anybody that knows Gawan knows that when he drinks Hennessy, he acts like a little idiot. You know what I'm saying? He just acts belligerent and he just gets drunk and just acts up. Anybody that knows him knows. You can ask. You can ask Josh Beats. You can ask his boss from Serengeti. You can ask Obiasika. You feel me? Anybody that knows that nigga knows that. You feel me? And the funny thing about it is when I met Gotti, a mutual friend who knew him from Houston that told me, like, yo, watch out for that nigga. Like, when he drink, he act crazy and shit. And, you know, so the day we got into it, you know what I'm saying? That I remembered that one day, which was like 4 or 5 years ago. I was like, damn, somebody told me this about this dude from MySpace days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I knew Gotti from MySpace. You feel me? Like, I used to listen to his old shit and be like, yo, this nigga nice. You know what I'm saying? He could rap. That's just me being a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up like, yo, you get off. Da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? I do my thing too. This was like 07. This is like 07, 06. MySpace, bro. And then like 2-3 years later, he finally hit me up on the same number I gave him. And then Too Much Money was born. Nigga, I took this nigga to OB. You know, I spoke on behalf of this nigga. I spoke to Kills. Like, yo, this dude from Dallas, da-da-da. I'm from Texas, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I put a foot in the door for the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I gave him a verse. We did the record. Obviously, I had something to do with him coming into the game. So for me to actually just take a stand back from him means he must have did something real personal. Anyway, he did what he did. We left Banky's house, and that was the day I had a fallout with him. I called Banky. I called Ikechukwu, and I told them what the bitch nigga did. And ever since then, it was like, yo, fuck Gawan. I told Josh Beats, fuck Gawan. But I'm not the type of dude to just run around and, you know, try to make publicity out of anything. That's how I felt personally, and I kept it to myself. And, you know, I felt like what he did to me was a bitch-ass move. I'm not going to go ahead and say it because it is what it is. But so for him to call me a bitch... You know what I'm saying? That just was personal. It was like, look, dog, you display tendencies of bitchness to me, and you want to call me a bitch? Like, never that. Anybody that know me know I'm not a bitch. So I took offense to that, and I felt like I had to clear it up. You know, and the funny thing is, he, you know, the first part of his sentence was a diss, which is I could be a bitch at times, and the second part was a compliment, which means I deserve to be on the list. But I didn't even care about the compliment. I was just ready to prove, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no bitch, first of all. Everybody know that. And besides that, fuck you. You know, so that's what that was about.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I mean, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Not to take sides or nothing, but definitely this triggered it. You know, it was clear that there was something wrong.
Right.
So that triggered it. Yeah. However, why did this record do? Like, why? How did it get that extreme from tweets to wax?
Well, I mean, I saw the tweet. I responded. I guess, you know, told him he's a bitch right now. He had something to say about that, and I told him, you know, put it on wax. Don't tweet about it, because you're making both of us look like assholes. You know what I'm saying? Just put it on wax. And then I guess the next day there was a diss out. You know what I'm saying? I listened to it. I didn't hear my name in it, and I just felt like, you know, it's a cheap shot at me. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to use my name to just get publicity. But then again, you know, if I didn't say anything, it'd look like I just let him ride over me. Plus, I don't give a fuck about God Juan. Like, fuck him. So, you know, I said what I said. And I still got a lot to say if I need to, but honestly, this dude ain't worth it, homie. Like, he's not worth it, period. He's not my friend. I don't respect him. I don't like him anymore. And I don't care if he can rap. If he can rap, let him promote himself. You know what I'm saying? Let him blow up. Good luck. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about him. I'm not a hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real person. And he can rap, but that don't mean shit. He's still a bitch-ass nigga. Because he do bitch-ass things. And everything I said about him on that record was fact. You know what I'm saying? I didn't run around trying to, you know, be comical. It was all fact. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Everything. Yeah. I heard his other diss record, and none of it is fact. Well, about 20% of it is fact. And I could go ahead and confirm what's fact and what's a lie if you need me to.